literally start immediately. A wee mullet. I can start immediately. A wee mullet. How you like that, dude? A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Hitler was like, yo, I'm going to fucking go for it. I'm going all in. It was like, it backfired.
That must have been, oh my God, that must have been nuts. When he was like, I'm winning. Ah, fuck, this is not going well. He's like, all right, guys, we got to kill ourselves. Let's roll.
Dude, there's a fucking sick-ass movie about that. I think it's called Downfall.
About Hitler.
Damn, you need to fucking watch that.
About Hitler being like...
Hitler's final days in like his bunker in Berlin.
Jesus, man.
And it's just like, it's just full-on fucking like the most morbid fucking like, all right, well, send in this battalion. And then people are like, that battalion's gone. They got killed. And he's like, all right, send in this division. And they're like, that division's gone. He's like... I just need some time to think. Like, everybody would leave the room and, like...
He just shoots his wife?
He did get married in his final days to old Eva Braun.
Eva, imagine being going down as Hitler's wife.
Oh, especially at the last minute. He married her in the bunker. Like, before they killed themselves.
He's asking her friend, like, should I do it? And he's like, yeah, they're going to win. It'd be pretty good.
It's
like,
the king of the world. You get to hang out with Hitler. That's great. It's like, next thing you know, you're eating a suicide pill. It's like, God damn it.
You just wake up in hell. You're like, ah, fuck.
Oh, man. That's such a funny, like, banking on your... Yeah. Like, because girls do that sometimes. And men do that, obviously. But girls do that where it's like, I think I believe in my man.
Yeah.
I think he's going to... I believe in his vision. I think he's doing something good here. Like, Eva Braun had to be like, I think Hitler's going to win. I love this guy.
There was some girl jealous of her being like, Hitler never looked at me.
Hitler. He had his dog, dude. He had to kill his fucking dog in the bunker.
What kind of dog do you have?
Guess.
German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Right. Damn, he put down a German Shepherd?
Yeah. Put down an old Shepherd.
It's funny that, like, all right, he gave his wife a cyanide pill, and I'm like, he fucking gave a dog a pill to fucking asshole.
He fucking gave a cyanide pill to a dog. Norm MacDonald has a great joke on Hitler's dog. Hitler's dog is like...
Oh, my God.
He's like, dogs are great. He's like, even Hitler's dog had to be like... This guy's the best. Like, Hitler's dog had to be like, I love Hitler. I fucking love him.
Dude, that's too funny.
It's so funny. He's like, dogs love you. Dude. And he's like, Goebbels, I think you're great. I think all the stuff you guys are up to is great. I just love Hitler. Where's Hitler? I got to see Hitler. I love Hitler.
Dude, that's so funny.
And he's like, hopefully they don't edit this like to where he's not impersonating the dog.
God damn it, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, but it's called Downfall. Check it out,
that.
Dude. It's real
fucked. That's just Hitler turning up on
it's
his last
such
day.
A fucking, like, such a weird, like, Goebbels is fucking nuts. And it's all these, like, real fucked up dudes. And then there, I mean, obviously there was rational guys. Within their military command, there were still, like, smart, intelligent guys that were like, all right, we lost. We got to fucking figure out how to talk to these guys, talk to the allies. And then a fucking staunch fucking Nazi would stand up and be like, the Reich will never fucking fail. And it's like,
that would get you hype.
Chill the fuck out, man.
Yeah, it's like, dude, come
it's
on.
It's like, we lost. Shut the fuck up, dude.
What happened with those guys, like the normal guys who got like caught up in that, is like they would take you in, they train you, you do stuff, and eventually they're like, all right, like, we're going to capture some Jews. We're going to make them do chores.
Well, they didn't add that. The Jewish thing was late.
I think in order to get people to do that shit, though, they were like, we're just going to make them do chores. And people are like, I'll make Jews do some chores, whatever, it's fine.
I'll
and
make Jews do some chores,
like,
dude.
Yeah, you know, fucking fuck those
guys. Yeah, they had
they did it little by little. Then eventually they did it to where they're like, you got to shoot one of these guys. And then, like, they would make these guys, they would be like, you guys can leave if you want. You don't have to do this.
Oh, this is, yeah.
And then they would make them shoot these guys, and then the guys ended up sticking around and doing it just because they didn't want to be the one who left and leave their brother or soldier behind.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
No, they did.
They were actually kind of being, it's fucked up, but nice. Because they didn't want to leave their, they were like,
Yeah.
I don't want to put this psychic load on my friend.
My comrade.
I don't want to be the
one
who bails.
You're talking about like
them.
SS officers that were executing civilians.
Yeah, because they did it slowly. They didn't just all right, boys, let's go.
Of course.
That's fucking crazy.
They started out like, this is a righteous war.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a good thing. We're liberating Austria. We're liberating Poland and Czechoslovakia. Yeah. And like, we got to get rid of the Jews. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're just going to make them run some errands for us.
We're going to make them mulch the yard. They're going to mulch. Well,
they also had like propaganda film that was like these guys at concentration camps that were fake nice concentration camp. Like, they filmed like a nice thing. So like the rest of the world kind of saw what they were doing.
Like, the Jews were just playing stickball and hanging out.
Yeah. Now, the rest of the world didn't know what they were doing, and a lot of the Germans didn't really know what was going on to a full extent. They knew there was some hard fucking shit going on, but, like, I don't know. Damn. There were some Germans that were, like good generals. Like, Erwin Rommel, mm-hmm. I think is his name. He was in North Africa fucking shit up with tanks. He was good.
Fucking devastating North Africa. And I think
he was against Hitler. I could be wrong on that.
Probably. Yeah, there's probably a ton of people. There's a lot of fucking
Tom Cruises and Valkyrie that were like,
were they really?
Fuck this shit. And they all got killed.
Jesus Christ.
You don't fucking stand up to somebody like that. And then there's a documentary on HBO, or on YouTube now. It was on the History Channel about Nazi Germany. And, like, it was all home videos from these people.
I think you started showing me that.
I did show you that, dude. It's real fucked up.
Damn.
Real fucked up about, like, the way it happened. So kind of like...
Yeah, you showed me that,
kind of like how a country can fall into that crazy fucking bullshit.
That's fucking nuts.
Like fascism, how you can fucking slip into that.
I love how the people now would be like, that's so... I mean, it is fucked up, but, like, they totally would have done that.
Oh, exactly. People,
like, if you say now you're a male feminist, you would definitely have been fucking...
You would have been a Nazi.
You would have been running the concentration camp.
Yeah, you would have been a Nazi.
You would have been hitting that fucking button and Lever been like, yep.
Yep, you would have been like, well, whatever's socially acceptable right now
exactly.
and socially cool, I should do that. I will do that. Yeah. I'm a male feminist, you're an SS officer.
Just know that if you're a male feminist in another life, you were fucking hitting the button.
Take it easy over there.
You were ringing the bell.
Ring the old fucking J bell, dude.
Apparently they used to make them work doing pointless shit. So they'd like carry that rock from there to there, and you would just carry a rock all day and drop it, and they'd carry it back, and you'd carry the rock back, and they'd be like, all right, go to bed. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, there were certain camps that were designed just for death camps.
Yeah.
But there were a lot. I mean, they relied heavily on labor.
Yeah, but they would make them do pointless labor, too, just to fuck with them.
That would probably be a death camp.
Yeah, just to be like, carry these rocks, and you would just carry a rock to the one end and drop it, and then back to the other end. You'd be
this is a good World War II podcast we're putting together today.
This is nice.
Yeah, fuck it. We got to branch out a little.
I like it, dude. We do. This is good.
This is nice. I'll fucking talk all day about it. I love this shit.
I love throwing in the tiny slivers I know.
It's good that you do.
I know.
It's good. I like it.
My tiny little slivers.
But it's also, I think it's important for the listener to know history.
It is true, though, because it's fucking ridiculous how everyone's like, they are doing it now, where it's basically like you take the evil Jew stereotype and just replace it with a white guy. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, for so sure. Like, and that's something you got to worry about.
Because of like, white guy. And it's like, all right.
And when it comes to like the fascism and stuff that... A lot of people on the left are accusing Donald Trump of.
Yeah.
Of, like, he's Hitler. Or not. I mean, that's a fucking cliche.
But it's true, though.
They do say that a lot. But also, if...
They chill with the Hitler speak, actually.
A lot of the fucking... fascism is kind of a very far left... I mean, it's ultimate government control.
Yeah.
That's what the left... That's left.
Yeah. That is kind of funny.
Communism, fascism. I mean, it was socialism. Fascism was socialism.
It's not. Socialism's cool.
Yeah.
Duh.
Bernie Sanders. but yeah, I mean, that's what fascism was. I mean, yeah.
It's fun. It is fun.
I read that the swastika was supposed to be originally, it was a cross that was also a hammer and sickle.
The hammer and sickle cool
The hammer and sickle and the cross.
Dude,
is what the original...
Yeah, but if you want to get pussy on a college campus, you'd be like, yeah, dude, fucking hammer sickle rules.
Oh,
like,
dude, I told you that when I was in Spain and I went to that fucking teacher's march in Madrid. So I went to a public teacher's march
for like
Madrid.
Wages or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even fucking understand what they were saying. I was just like, yeah, fuck it. We're all going. I'll go.
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
There's all the teachers. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'll fucking go. And then I was down there and there was literally a red it was Soviet Union flag in the front of the march. And I was like, this isn't a good march. I was like,
oh,
I was trying to explain to them, but I was speaking Spanish. I was like, do you fucking comprende what that means, that flag?
Jesus, dude.
It's like, you know how many people died under that fucking flag?
That is a weird thing, Hal. If you had like the Nazi fucking t-shirt,
if you had a swastika,
people would be like, dude, you're going to, people like, get the fuck out of here. You can rock
I would,
hammer.
I would fight a guy wearing a swastika. I'd be like, what the fuck's your problem, dude? I wouldn't fight him, but I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Of course, yeah. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Idiot, dude.
But you can rock his hammer and sickle, and everyone's like, fuck yeah, dude. I like free market type stuff. Like, that's cool, man. Like, yeah, we should all like share. And it's like, you think that's what that is, boy?
Yeah. That's like, a couple of piggies. That's a couple of snowballs and Napoleons, dude. Yeah, like, did you read Animal Farm?
I didn't read it yet. Someone took it. It was out of the bathroom.
Fucking right it is.
Where'd the hell it go?
I didn't take it.
All right, I gotta find it. Someone took it out of the bathroom.
So I had Animal Farm in our bathroom.
I was reading it while I shit. That's why
I read it,
knowledge.
And then I watched. There's the old cartoon on. It's an old BBC. It's an old British cartoon of the Animal Farm's fucking lit.
It is good.
It's a good description of what happens.
That's fucking tight.
It's what happens.
Yeah.
It's like a couple people get power. One of them's mean. He runs off Leon Trotsky. He becomes Stalin.
Yep.
Next thing you know. And it's funny, too, because the sheep in the... Like, whenever the guy's trying to make a point, whenever, like, Stalin... It's a pig named Napoleon.
Uh-huh.
And when he's, like, making a point and, like, some of the other animals are kind of like, wait a second, that's not really what we started with. The sheep always start screaming and overpower everyone. Like, the sheep always...
That's kind of funny.
...drown everyone out with their chants.
With their bullshit, yeah.
Of four legs good, two legs bad.
Oh, saying the humans are bad. Yeah,
that's how it starts. Is one? It starts out with like 10 commandments.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know what? Fuck this. All you need to know, four legs good, two legs bad.
Yeah.
You guys are good. Everybody else is bad.
They're bad.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, Stalin also like was hesitant to evacuate civilians from cities. So like if he knew the Nazis were close to a city, he wouldn't evacuate the civilians. Because he was like, it'll actually inspire the troops to fight harder if they know they're defending women and children.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, dude, wild shit. We were listening to a podcast, last podcast on the left on Josef Mengele, and we were just talking about what Nazis we would be.
Do you think
he would
think
be a fucking SS? He'd be a little dog, dude.
You think he'd be on the ground?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Okay.
He'd be a little SS scurrying around.
Yeah, yeah.
Ratting people out.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be ratting people out.
You guys were
talking about which...
What Nazis we would
which
be.
Nazis you would be in the Nazi regime.
Yeah. He would, and I think he would be, he would be like in charge of like the parks department or something like that. Like he'd in Berlin. He'd be so far from the front lines. He would just charm his way into just the cushiest position. The whole department would be fucking fucked. But he would get,
we'd be late
get his
every day. Like, all right, we're taking off.
Oh my
There's
God.
No work this week. But little O'Connor would be scurrying about. Yeah, dude. I'd be a fat fucking party leader.
You'd be the dude at the fucking camp that would just point left and right. Yeah, like, meh, meh, meh. I don't know what I'd probably just be getting captured by the Allied forces.
Yeah, you know those. I'd be
in the trenches. I'm like, fuck this.
You'd be dead right away. Oh my God, you'd be Eastern Front.
Oh, yeah.
You're out.
I mean, if my paintball career has anything to do with like me at wartime, I used to get tagged constantly.
No, in Nazi Germany, you'd be saying crazy shit.
I'd be on the radios.
You'd either be head of propaganda or executed immediately.
True. You'd have to choose early which path.
You'd go one way or the other. Yeah.
You'd be saying crazy shit, and at first they'd be like, this is good. These are very important ideas. And then you'd say a couple crazy things, and they'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Let me take it back. Yeah, that's good. That's a good, I think the listeners will appreciate
that's
that.
That's fair,
like, which Nazi would you be? That's a fun, it's a clickbait game.
Yeah, and don't say that you wouldn't be.
Well, if you say you wouldn't be, you were the guy fucking, like, dudes in Auschwitz being like, carry this rock.
That's what he would be doing.
What?
You. You'd be a little fucking SS guard. I could see you with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Run.
Walk faster.
No. What, to the Jews?
Yeah.
No.
You'd see a tall Jewish man and you would resent him.
I'm a weak person, but I don't think I could do the concentration camp thing. I think
that's what people think, but it was you were chilling with your friends. It was like you're hanging with your friends and like, you know, that was his task, and if you walked away, it's like you're leaving your boy.
No, it's a shame to be like my boss and I'd be like, this isn't cool, and he'd be like, you want to join him?
You
want to join?
Plenty of space in there. We could fit you right in, dude.
Yeah, that's
a little nook with your name on it.
No, I think I would wind up. I don't think I wouldn't make it through the whole walk, because I would wind up being like, this is fucking bullshit. I'd say that to the wrong person. They'd kill me.
Yeah, they killed us quick. People that were like, yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it is impossible to say. If you were in it.
Of course.
I mean, if you were on a team, if you're just on your team and you're like, what's that? We're taking over the entire world. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're there like, okay, this is Joe.
Yeah, it's like, we can do it, dude. We're taking over everybody.
That's easy. Everyone's like, I wouldn't do it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole, that's like my favorite documentary, this history documentary. It was on the History Channel, and it's all home videos.
Yeah.
From World War II, from Germans. And the narrator the entire time is like, if you were a German, this is what you would do.
For sure.
And it shows people's lives and shit. And it got to the point where you couldn't speak out.
Yeah.
Like, all your neighbors were in on it. It was 1984, where it's you all have to pretend to love the party. And if fake, like, your kids would tell on you. They would teach your kids at school to rat you out.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Did you see that? I watched a documentary about how, like, after the war, Germans got fucked up.
Yeah.
Just bad. Massacred.
Well, there's a lot of, like, dudes that got out of concentration camps and just rolled through and just fucked people up.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Just like execute people.
But a lot of them were Russians.
When the
Russians invaded Germany, it was ugly.
Yeah, it was bad.
They were retreating to the west to surrender to the Allies.
Didn't they?
To avoid
most of the countries that they like took over, all the people that were like in the army started getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Just like regular.
But they both committed atrocities. Yeah, really? The Germans invaded Russia first.
And got fucked up.
And were fucking shit up for a while. Mm-hmm. And then the winter came. And they did the scorched earth thing where they just burn everything and retreat. And it's like, you can't eat. You're just stuck in the winter.
Damn, what a fucking asshole move.
Yeah. Stalin, dude. And he would leave civilians in cities. He would keep people in the cities with no food or water to be like, that'll up morale. The soldiers will fight harder if they know they have to defend these people.
Damn. This
fucking wild shit.
The weirdest part, too, is like that personality type still exists.
Hell yeah. Stalin?
Yeah. Like those dudes tend to have a lot of kids and get a lot of pussy. So, like, there's a lot of that fucking still floating around.
There's a story about Stalin that I knew I didn't have his genes.
Sure.
When he was young, there was like a calf that was, there was a
You
flood.
Were worried about being Stalin.
This is when I knew I definitely didn't have it. Yeah. Also, Stalin was a little guy. He was a little tiny
boy. Was he
boy.
Really?
Yeah, he was a tiny boy.
Make him look like a big old dude.
Of course he did. He was a little tiny boy.
Wow.
There was a calf that was like, there was a flood and it was stuck in this like tiny island out this river, and everybody was like watching it, and he swam out and broke its legs and then swam back. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Why'd he do that?
Because he was nuts.
How tall was he?
Jesus.
Hitler was a short dude, too, right?
He wasn't that short.
Well, how tall was Hitler?
Hitler was probably 5'10". I'm going to go out. That's a rough estimate.
You just say going average
Taking
male height.
Taking a shot. Yeah, I think he was normal.
5'10"?
Stalin was short. I think Stalin was like 5'6".
So it was Stalin and Napoleon.
Yeah, and Napoleon, not that short for the time.
How tall
was he? For the time.
True.
He was normal.
5 foot?
I don't know. I forget. But he was normal. And then what also made him look short was he always had these grenadiers, I think is the name of the soldier. They were all, and the way they picked them was if they were like huge.
Okay.
So he was always surrounded by these bodyguards with like 8 foot hats.
Damn.
That were giant. So he always looked like a little guy.
Gotcha.
How about that? You know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You tune into the podcast, you hear stories about grown men pissing their pants. And you learn
stuff.
I didn't
piss my pants, dude. I pissed the bed.
Piss the bed. It's fair.
This is going to be another cast my girlfriend's going to hear and be like,
she's going to hear this?
Fucking idiot.